Welcome to today's deep dive. And wow, are we ever diving into some deep waters today? Yeah, we've got robot surgeons and big tech and an AI arms race. It's crazy out there, even for folks like us, you know, who try to keep up with all this stuff. So today we're going to cut through the noise. Okay. What are the AI developments that are really going to actually potentially change your life? That's what we're here for.
That's right. Yeah, it's about understanding the implications and I don't know about you, but the ripples feel more like tidal waves today.
Yeah, no kidding. So
Wow.
maybe we can start with OpenAI shaking things up a little bit. You know, they're
Yeah.
developing their own web browser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to compete with Google, and get this, it could be integrated with ChatGPT.
Wow.
So imagine just searching the web. Not getting links, but searching the web using natural language and getting comprehensive answers, or think about developers being able to generate code
Right.
in their browser using AI.
That would change things.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a potential game changer for how we all interact with the internet.
I think what's really interesting about this is that OpenAI isn't just trying to like make a browser, a better browser than Google. They're trying to redefine what a browser is.
Right.
They're betting that the future of the internet is deeply tied to AI, and this browser is their way in.
It's like their Trojan horse. And you know Google's not just going to sit back and watch all this happen. They just leapfrogged OpenAI in AI performance with their Gemini model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like this constant back and forth, this tug of war for AI supremacy.
It's amazing to watch.
It is, you know, they're both just pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It is, but it makes you wonder, though.
Yeah.
It's like a double-edged sword, right?
Right.
Because on the one hand, it's fueling all this innovation
Yeah.
breakthroughs that we might not have seen for years, you
Right.
know? But on the other hand, are we moving too fast?
Right.
Are we thinking about the consequences
Yeah.
before we unleash these powerful models?
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of consequences, though, let's talk about robot surgeons. I mean, this is really happening. Surgeons at NYU Langone Health, they just performed the world's first robotic double lung transplant. Yeah, using the Da Vinci Xi system. And this isn't just some, you know, cool tech demo. This is actually happening, and it's a glimpse into a future where surgeries are less invasive, more precise, and potentially safer.
Yeah, that's
Single
amazing.
patients.
What I think is so interesting about all this is we're not talking about replacing human surgeons with robots. It's more like giving them the tools to do things that they couldn't do before. I think that's where the real potential is in medicine.
Yeah.
Not replacing, but empowering doctors.
It's like having a super-powered scalpel, right? And speaking of power, it seems like every tech giant out there is making huge moves in AI. You know, Amazon just doubled down on their investment in Anthropic. This is the AI company focused on building safe and responsible AI. Their total investment now is like, I don't know, $8 billion.
Yeah. Wow, $8 billion.
That's a lot.
That's a serious statement. And it makes you wonder, it highlights this trend of AI development with, you know, ethics.
Right.
Like it's not enough to just build the most powerful AI. You need to think about human values and build trust.
Like with great power comes great responsibility, right? It's good to see them sort of realizing that. But while, you know, Amazon is focusing on this responsible AI, others are just pushing the limits of what's possible. So we've got a bunch of kind of rapid fire updates here. Starting with Mistral AI, they just released a new model on Google's platform. This is giving developers a lot more options for building AI-powered applications.
Oh, interesting. And what about Invada Biosciences?
Oh, yeah.
I've been reading about this company using AI to find new drugs from natural compounds.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
They just raised a bunch of money, $130 million, which shows that there's a lot of interest in this. I
Yeah.
mean, imagine tapping into nature's vast pharmacy, you know, and developing new treatments for diseases that we've been fighting forever.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's the kind of AI future I can get behind. But it's not all, you know, cutting-edge research and billion-dollar investments. AI is impacting everyday life in ways we don't even think about. Like in Illinois, they're trying to figure out how to regulate drones and AI used in hunting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy.
I mean, it's fascinating, though. It's like AI is forcing us to rethink the rules in areas we might not have considered before.
Yeah.
I mean, the legal and societal implications of AI are vast. We're just getting started.
Yeah, you're kidding. It feels like every day there's another wave of AI news.
Really good.
Each one more mind-blowing than the last.
It really does feel like we're living in the future, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And speaking of the future, I'm curious about this vision that NVIDIA's CEO has, Jensen Huang. He's talking about AI factories and generating AI like electricity. What does that even mean?
It sounds pretty sci-fi to me,
Yeah.
but he seems to really think that this is where things are going. This world where AI isn't just a tool, but a resource, a fundamental resource, as essential as electricity is today.
So instead of just companies developing AI models, we could have these massive centralized factories
Yeah.
churning them out 24/7,
Yeah.
providing AI on demand. It's like a power plant, but for intelligence.
Yeah, so you wouldn't buy an AI model. You would subscribe to an AI service
Crap.
and just tap into it when you need it.
Exactly.
That's
It
wild.
is wild. It makes you think, like, who would control these
Yeah,
factories?
who gets access?
How do we ensure, that everyone benefits?
Right.
What about the environmental impact?
That's a big one.
Imagine the resources needed to power these factories.
It's interesting, though. While NVIDIA is thinking way ahead like this, Apple seems to be taking their usual, more cautious approach.
Yeah, what are they up to?
I don't know. We haven't heard a peep from them on the AI front lately. It's kind of strange, especially with everything else that's going on.
Well, they can't ignore AI forever. I mean, the rumors are that they're working on like a next generation Siri powered by a large language model, similar to ChatGPT.
So Siri's finally getting a much needed upgrade. It's about time. I've been using ChatGPT for almost
Me
everything.
too.
Siri feels like a dinosaur compared to it.
Yeah, well, it seems that Apple is. They're putting privacy above everything else. Unlike Google Assistant or Alexa, which rely on the cloud, Apple is focused on doing the AI processing on the device itself.
That makes sense. That's Apple.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Yeah.
doesn't that limit what Siri can do? On-device processing takes a lot more power and
Yeah.
sophisticated engineering to pull off.
Yeah, it's a trade-off for sure. Apple's basically betting that people will give up some functionality if it means more privacy.
And they might be right. People are definitely starting to
Ooh.
value their data more, especially with all the data breaches and privacy scandals
Oh,
lately.
no question.
It's interesting, though, seeing these different approaches. OpenAI is all about pushing the limits. Amazon's emphasizing responsibility. Google's all about performance. And Apple's sticking to their privacy guns.
It's like they each represent a different philosophy of AI.
It's true.
I think that's what makes it so interesting, right? There isn't just one path forward.
It's this dynamic and unpredictable field. Okay, so we've covered robot surgeons, AI morality, tech giants battling it out, and even AI being generated like electricity. That's a lot.
Right.
But what does all this mean for the average person, The person who's not a tech expert or a surgeon.
I mean, that's the question, isn't it? At the end of the day, AI isn't about algorithms or data sets. It's about people. It's about how this is going to impact our lives, our jobs, our relationships, our society. And the truth is, it already is in more ways than we realize.
I mean, you think about it, AI is already shaping what news we read, what products we buy, what music we listen to. It's these algorithms that are shaping our online experiences, whether we know it or not.
And as these AI models get more and more powerful, that influence is just going to get stronger.
It's kind of scary.
Well, think about it this way. Imagine a world where AI can diagnose diseases earlier, personalize education, and even automate all those mundane tasks and free up our time for more creative and fulfilling things.
That sounds pretty good. But what about the jobs that are lost to AI? What about bias and discrimination built into the algorithm?
Those are valid concerns. I mean, the future isn't all sunshine and roses.
Right.
There are serious challenges we need to address.
Yeah.
Job displacement, algorithmic bias, misuse.
So it's not all doom and gloom, but it's not all utopian dreams either. It's somewhere in between.
It's a mix of potential and peril. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations and talk about this stuff and think about how we want to shape the future of AI.
It's not just the tech, but also the choices we make
The values we
and
prioritize.
the actions we take. It's crazy to think that AI is touching everything these days, even things you might not expect. I was just reading how YouTube is playing around with these AI-powered dream screens that let you create a video background just by describing it. Like, imagine having a Hollywood special effects team right at your fingertips.
That's wild.
I
I
know.
mean, it shows how quickly this stuff is moving from research labs into actual products.
Yeah,
I mean,
thank
things that were
God.
sci-fi just a few years ago are totally normal now.
Yeah, and it's not just entertainment. Samsung just came out with their new Gauss 2 AI. It's supposedly way faster and more powerful. than anything they've done before. It makes you think, like, are we reaching a point where these models are so complex, we don't even understand how they work anymore?
Yeah, I mean, that's the black box problem. And it's something researchers are really trying to figure out,
right?
Like, how to make AI more transparent and explainable.
Yeah. It's a little scary to think that we might be creating systems that we can't fully control or understand. But on the other hand, we're also seeing AI being used to tackle some of our biggest challenges.
Yeah, like, think about Invita Biosciences and how they're using AI to find new drugs.
I
mean, that has the potential to really help a lot of people.
Right. And even in something like hunting, where you wouldn't really expect AI to have an impact, it's making us have these important conversations about ethics and sustainability and how we balance tradition with technology.
It's like a microcosm of the bigger conversations we need to be having about AI in society. It's not just the tech itself, but how we choose to use it.
So I guess as we wrap up here, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that the future of AI is not set in stone. You know, it's being written right now, and we all have a part to play in shaping it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Whether you're building the next AI model or writing the rules, or just trying to understand how it's affecting your life, your choices matter.
This is a truly transformative technology with the power to change the world, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
It's up to us to make sure that AI is a force for good and that everyone benefits.
Absolutely. Stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay curious. This is just the beginning.
Yeah. The possibilities really are limitless.